Yodei Shemecha, through learning Torah, we know Hashem's name. Because the whole Torah is different ways of shameless of Hashem. For the Gemara, v'chimiyachad afilu chad, that Hashem is there, so trei mi boy. What do we have to have a person before if two people are learning? Well, vada, if you have more than two people learning together, vada Hashem is there. So the Gemara, trei michta milayu b'sefer techreinu. Two people learn together is a bigger mila. Hashem writes down it in the sefer techreinu. Chad le michta milayu b'sefer techreinu. It's not so chashiv, Hashem doesn't write it down in the sefer techreinu. Whatever that means. And the Avada Kodesh Baruch Hu still remembers it, and Hashem is still there, but doesn't have the mind of him writing it down in the Sefer HaZakharias. So the Gemara of Chim Yachad Afilu Trei, you have two, so tlos mi boy. What do we have to have plus it for? That three, passing in Shiloh, Hashem is there, treat Hashem is there. The Mamad, the Taima Dina, Shlomo, the Almahu, we said before was three, a Bezdin. Maybe a Bezdin, a Din is only called Shlomo, they're doing, making Shalom. But that's not called a learning Torah though. So it wouldn't have the mind of the Shechina should be there. No, the Chiddush is when it passed in the Shaila, that's also called like you're learning Torah. Therefore, Hashem is there.
It's
only discussing to make Shalom. Like, yeah, somebody says, you owe me 100. He says, no, I don't owe you $100. They're just trying to make Shalom, B'nayim. Kamashman is also Torah. Is that sorry, me boy? What's the Chiddush by 10? Hashem comes there. The Torah says, Asara Kodma Shechina. When you have 10 a minion, Hashem even comes before we're there. The Asla Tlosa, the Os Kodma Shechina, the Asya, Tlosa at the Yasri. Hashem came three people. First you have to sit down, then Hashem comes there. When you're going to have a minion, Hashem knows that there'll be a minion there. He comes even before the minion is there. So the Taz brings down from a cold boy, that's in you to have a near tumet burning in the shul. Because even before we come, Hashem is there. So it's not nice Hashem should be alone. Therefore, we're supposed to have the nair burning always there, but Hashem comes before we come there. The kolboy. Omer Rabbi Yavin bar Ravad, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, minayin shakodesh baruch hu mniach tefillin. How do we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin? Just like we wear tefillin, the Kodesh Baruch Hu also wears tefillin. So the Mashiach goes on there, Arichas there, what does it mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin? So the Kitzur, what he says is, the inyan that we wear tefillin is, that we want to be Dovik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by wearing tefillin, we're more Makusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way, Faket, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Makusha with Klal Yisrael. So the way Hashem shows that is by wearing tefillin. And we'll soon see the psukim he uses in his tefillin is showing, talking about the godless of Klal Yisrael. Like we say, Ein Melech B'lo Yam. A Melech is only if he has an Am. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Makusha with us, with Klal Yisrael. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, this midah, that he wants to be Makusha to us. Just like our film is in the Kushat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Nishpa Hashem b'yaminoi u'vizroya uzoi. B'yaminoi, what does b'yaminoi mean? Zua Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears with the Koyach of Torah. Shenema, b'yaminoi eish dos lomai. That's Torah. What's u'vizroya uzoi? Eilu tefillin. That's the tefillin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has on his hands. Shenema, Hashem oiz lamo yitain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a strength to Klal Yisrael. U'minayin shret gemara shat tefillin oizain. How do we know that the oiz, the strength, is in tefillin, li Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael? The chsiv, the pasuk says, v'ro kol am ha'aretz, all the goyim will see, ki shem Hashem nikra lecha, that you have the shem Hashem on you, which means tefillin, you're wearing tefillin, v'yiru mimekah, they'll be afraid of you. So that's the pasuk, that the oiz for Klal Yisrael is the tefillin, and when the goyim will see the tefillin, they'll run away from you. And there's a famous mice they bring down with the groh, that the groh was once put in tefis in jail. And when it came time for the judgment, to give him a judgment, he Gor Pashetzach always wore a tefillin. So in front of the judge, he uncovered his hat, and he let the judge look at his tefillin. And right away, the judge sent him out and said goodbye, go home. The famous mice had been down from the Gor, just possibly. Now when they saw his tefillin, the Yoram and Mecca, they got afraid of him. Kenzan, you have to be a Gor also for that. The Tanya, Reb Leza, God, Leimer, Eilu, Tefillin, Shabrosh. It's after the Pasuk says, Rol, Kleamor, Tosi. The Shem Hashem, that means it's filling Shabrosh. That's the film that you're supposed to see, show off with. So the grain will be afraid of us. Omalei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Rav Chia, Baravin. Hani tefillin demora yalma, Mike Sibu. What does it say in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's film? It's what it says in our film about the Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Nisan that Hashem did to us. It doesn't ask Hashem to have in his film. Rashi, But oiz amo yimnayin shatfil noiz hem yisrael dechsiv ro v'yiru mimeka. My ksiv bu, the Rashi, vishleim ebitfil in didana. Now what's filling ksiv, shema, voyim shemoya, kadish li, kol b'chor, voyiki v'yachol, these are the four parashiyas. Parashiyas, and it's tavu then, losum zichroi mitzvoysa shlakodesh baruch hu oiz. But these are parashiyas that talk about the chiyiv to put on filling. So it's good where we put these parashiyas, and now it's filling, it talks about the chiyiv, we have to wear filling. The zichron em Yisrael, ele b'didei my tzibu, but I call Baruch Hu tefillin, that there's no chiyah for Hashem to wear tefillin, the Elamah of the Mashor says Hashem wants to do it to be nifkasha to us. But what does he put? And the Gemara Amalei, he has one pashriz, mikam chay Yisrael, the Pasuk says how great Klai Yisrael is. A goy echot boris. For the Gemara, mi mishtav ha-kotsh Baruch Hu b'shavchay of the Yisrael, is it true that Kosh Baruch Hu like Breg shows off with the shrach of Klai Yisrael? So tomorrow in stack the truth. Shiksev es Hashem hemartor hayoyim, uksev Hashem hemircha hayoyim. What does that mean? Omulam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Atem asusuni chativa achas b'yerlim. You made me very chosh, like they say, Shema Yisrael, v'mekabal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malchus Shemayim, is v'ani esa eschem chativa achas b'yerlim. The same thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes back Klai Yisrael very, very chosh. Heis atem asusuni chativa achas b'yerlim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you, Klai Yisrael, made me very, very choshev. Shenema Shema Yisrael, Hashem Hakem Hashem Echot. As we all say, that there's only one Hashem. Meila Vani Eschem Chativ Achaz Berlim. The Kosh Baruch was saying, I'll also be Mishtabeich you, and consider you like only one in the world. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Mi Kamcha Yisrael, Koyechot Boris. Who is great as Klai Yisrael? They're the only one, Boris. Om Le Ravada Brei, the Rav, Le Ravashi, Teinech Bechad Beisa. Good, that's Bechad Beisa. That's one parsha in one bayis. But Mestava Kosh Baruch Hu has, like us, four batins. So what's the other three parshas? V'sha botei mai, or malay other psukim. Kimi goy godol, or mi goy godol. There are two different psukim in the Dvarim. Ashrecha Yisrael, oyanisa lakim, or lefit chelye. So we have here five parshas. Fred Gemari hochi nefisha lutuva botei. You have a lot of, you have too many parshas. The Rashi Shirei Arba Batimain, the Chura Kosh Baruch also only has four. See, you have five. Omale, Kimi Goy Godol, Mi Goy Godol, the Doimil Adodi Bechad Beisa. Again, we reckon there is six psukim here. So the two Mi Goy Godols goes in one by. Ashrecha Yisrael and Mikam Chu Yisrael is also Bechad Beisa. So that's two. Then Oya Nisla Kim is Bechad Beisa, the third one. Ole Titcha Eldyoin is Bechad Beisa. That's how you have the four Batimain of Kosh Baruch Tzvilim. So the Gemara of the Kulak Siva Biadroi, that's in the Tfilin Shorosh. And who are then Hashem with Tfilin Shoyad? And all of them, like we have, just like we have all four parshas together in Shoyad, but Kodesh Baruch was also the same way. The Rosh in the top on the right side, the Kulak Siva Biadroi, Kolak Suvim Alolu Ksuvim Bizroya, the Bayis Echot. Shoysin Shoyad, Einemela Bayis Echot. The Shoyad, you only have one Bayis. So that's exactly what it means. It's very shver. This you say to Gemara here. What does it mean? Hashem wears tefillin. We have Hashem's head and we have Hashem's arms. But not to make sure there's some type of a machshav here that Kosh Baruch Hu wants to be close to Klai Yisrael. Omar Rovin Baravadu Omar Rav Yitzchok. Kol harogu lo v'lebeis haknesses. If somebody is rogu, he always comes to daven. V'loy bo ye mechot. One day he misses davening. He misses coming to shul at least. Is a Kodesh Baruch Hu Masha Boy, Yishno, a Kodesh Baruch Hu asks about you. Is it a Rosh Hashiva? Rebbe Shter takes care of you. We want to know, where are you? Shenema mi bechem yirei Hashem shemeya b'keil avdoi asher holach hasheichem. That you went to the darkness. V'yein noy galoi, it's not light for you. Rebbe Shter saying, who are these yirei Hashem that instead of coming to shul in the light, they went to the darkness, they didn't come to shul. So the Gemara says like this. In the Dvar Mitzvah, the person went to the Dvar Mitzvah, Soisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah holach is noigloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be moichu you and it'll still be light for you. Levin with dvar reshus holach, he didn't go for dvar mitzvah. His time went for dvar reshus, ein nego, ein noigloi. Then you won't have light from this. Why not? V'al yiftach, this pasuk says, yiftach b'shem Hashem. You should have had b'tochen on Hashem. Heis my taimo, mishum dehevle leftoyach b'shem Hashem b'loi potach. Because you should have b'tochen on Hashem and you didn't have b'tochen. So the gross mazda, the pshat is that this person went to a business deal. That's why he couldn't make minyan today. So the person thinks it's a mitzvah to make panasa. So maybe that's also called doing a mitzvah. So maybe it should also be noigaloi. The Pasuk says no, when it comes to Panosam, that's supposed to be Abitochen and Hashem. So it's a tree upon you, you should have been more Abitochen and Hashem to know that if you'd come to Shul, so the business deal would go better. What did you think? You're better off making a business deal, not coming to Shul. That's a chesaron in Abitochen. Even though doing Panosam is a mitzvah, you have a chiyuv to mafarnas yourself, you're doing a mitzvah. But such a mitzvah is not doicha coming to Shul. Because, l'ftoyach b'shem Hashem b'lo ipotzeh, you should have Abitochen in Hashem. Now, instead of coming to shul, he's going to a dark place. He's not coming to my Pesach, to the Beit Knesset. He's not coming that he can answer Kedusha, like he's missing out. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo beis HaKnesses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to shul, like we had before. The Malach Shem comes before the minion is there. So once you start making a minion, you have to be careful to have the minion every single day. The like was Hashem, was once you have the minion once, so Hashem knows tomorrow Masam there'll be a minion. So Hashem comes before the minion comes. For loy motzah b'asorah, and Hashem is waiting and waiting, and it doesn't come to 10 people. It's miyatu koyes, because Ruch gets angry at you, like you made me come for nothing. Here I came before you to greet you, like, and you don't come. Shenem ma'madua bosi, what have I the Abish to have to come? V'yenish karosi v'yenoina, nobody came to me, nobody answered. Like Rashi says, v'yenoina. Rashi says, shir sheyuchulana devar kedusha. I don't have 10 people a shir that you could answer kedusha. So Kosh Baruch gets angry. Omer Rabbi Chelba Yom Rabuna, kol akaveya makam l'tfilosai elokei Avram b'yezrei. If you kaveya makam with the davin, so Avram Avinu was going to help you out. Trash lokei Avram, shekova makam l'tfilosai, because Avram had this midah, he was also kaveya makam to davin. Is b'ezrei, the trashi g'derech shohoya oizeli Avram. And just like Hashem helped out Avram, Hashem will help you also. So the Gemara of Kishemais, when this person died, and this person had a mokum to davin, is oimloi by his hesped we save him, oi onav, this person is a tremendous oni, oi chosid is a tremendous chosid. Mi talmido shel Avraham Avinu. He's a talmud of Avraham Avinu. For the more of Avraham Avinu, minolon, the kov of mokum, how do we know Avraham Avinu had a mokum with to davin? The chsiv, ayashkim avrim baboike el hamokum. He got up in the morning to the same place. Asher omad shom, vein amid el tefillah. So it says he got up in the morning, Yalam Mokam, Asher Omad, Omad means to Davin. Shenema Vayamad Pinchas Vayiflo. He got up and he Davin. And it says, Yalam Mokam, Asher Omad, Shom, Mash from the same place he was there. Last night, or last time to the Avram of the second Shacharis, yesterday morning, he got up again to Davin again in the same place. So Avram had this meeting to Davin in one Mokam. That's the big Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn, Kolavei Mokam also means that Viyah have the same shul. He shouldn't go changing around, go to different shuls. Abiyah daven in one shul, that's called the kaveya mokum. But to have a special place in the shul, that is no hakpoda. Some Rishonim learn no, and Allah has brought down, even in the shul where you daven, you should have a mokum kavua. Because the pshat of a mokum kavua is, you'll have better kavana. Because you come to a new place and you have new neighbors, it takes time to get used to them. First you have to talk and try to get used to a new place, so you can't have kavana. But if you have your place that you rumble and davening all the time, it's very easy to have kavanah. That's Allah. You should have a special place where you're used to daven. And who had been this brought down if you daven in your house also, the same svara. Lav davkin shul. Even if you daven in your house, you should have one place miyuchid where you're always davening in that corner. Today, you'll have better kavanah there. Because you start davening in different places, it takes time until you get used to the scenery, what's doing here, what's doing there. So you should have one mokum. And the Rabbein Yehuda's mazbe, what's the pshat? Just because you have a mokum kavua davening, you're zeicher to be called a chosid and a talmud shel Avraham Avinu. See, now the pshat is that the person takes very care. He's very nizir in hilchos tefillah. That means, why are you doing this? Because you want to daven the kavana. So it shows that this person takes the whole inyan of davening very seriously, and he wants to make sure he can daven a good kavana. That's why it's kaveya mokum. So such a person that takes such good care about davening, that's a midah to be zeicher to be called an onav and a chosin and a talmud shel Avraham Avinu. Omar Rabbi Chelbay, Omar Rafuna, hayoytz mebeis haknesses, when you leave shul, al yisoyef siyagasa, don't take big steps. It's not nice like yibzoyin. Omar Abaya lo yamornel lemeitik, only when you're leaving shul. Avolameya, when you come into shul, mitzvah lemirit. There's a mitzvah to run into shul. As brought to the Lachet means like the Dalai Lama before shul. It's time to run in the middle of the streets. It's not so nice. I think you're Meshuggah now. But I call upon him right before shuls and inyan to walk in fast to show it's chashuv to you. Shenema near the fool, like I'm running ladas at Hashem to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Strashi, al yifsoyet tiyagas, strashi lefi shemara ba'atzmoy, she'ikav besa knesses doy malot kamatli. If you run out of shul fast, it looks like kol zaman you're in there was a big tirda for you to be there. And ah, Baruch Hashem, we're getting out now. That's not nice, so you're not supposed to run out. You shouldn't take big steps going out. Mashenkin, going to shul, it's a mitzvah to take big steps. Strashi, near the fool, loshem rutsa. Mashma shoreid of ruts, you're running. So the Moramar Rab Zera, Meiresh, at the beginning Rab Zera said, Ki eva chazinu lula rabbonim, when I used to see the Talmid Chachamim, the koroyet lapirke v'shabato, they used to run to shear on Shabbos. They were running on Shabbos. So I mean, I thought to myself, ko machalayim and rabbonim shabato, they'll be mechal on Shabbos. While the locha on Shabbos is supposed, just like you're supposed to talk different than Shabbos, your hillach, your walk, is supposed to be different on Shabbos in the whole week. You're supposed to walk slower on Shabbos in the whole week. So in Nevada, not allowed to run, and here they're running to a shir. It ought to be Mechal Shabbos. Of a kiv, when the Shemayin al Hod, the Rav Tanchem, Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Wat lo Oilam, Yoris Odom Dvar Halochem. No, you should run to shir. And some Agaris, we have the Gers of Dvar Halochem. The Gros says the Gers of the Rosh is mitzvah. I feel like you're running to a mitzvah. You're going to a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to run. And what afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos also, when you're going to shul on Shabbos, you have to run to shul also. Shenemar achle Hashem yelchu ka'ari yishon. You should go after Hashem like a lion. He goes very fast, a lion. Now Rabbi Yosi was chayzer. He also used to run. Now, because Rabbi Yosi went to do a mitzvah, to shir, or to go to shul, even on Shabbos, he have a hetter to run. Even though Machmas Hilchas Shabbos is an inyan, not to take big steps, to walk slow, but if you're going with Dvar Mitzvah, you're going to learn, you're going to shul, you have to take a big step. Rashi, Mechalayin Rabbonu Shabbat. The Yom HaMar Gemara says in Shabbos, also Lefsoyeb Siyagase V'Shabbos. Al Hilchas Shabbos, not to take big steps. Shenemar Yom Toshev Mishabbos Raglecha. But on Shabbos is an inyan, you're walking, should be different than walking the whole week. So that's only Stam taking a walk. But if you're going with a mitzvah, you have a heter to walk fast. So maybe if based on Shabbos, you have a heter to walk pretty fast. Kamat Rosh Shabbos. When you're going to shul, you're walking fast to shul. When you're going to shir, you're allowed to walk fast. The more depends if you're going to make kiddush in a rush to make kiddush, or you're also doing a mitzvah. You're going home for shalosh shiddush, you want to eat shalosh shiddush before shkia, the mitzvah, you're allowed to go fast. So pizza, the time to go slow is only when you don't take in your own pleasure. But Omer Rab Zera, Agro de Pirka Rita. The schar you get for going to a shir is the rita that you went to shir first. So Drashi Agro de Pirka means Ika kibul schar habriya sarotim l'shmoyet drosham, is that people run to hear the drosha. So Drashi why? I'll say over to the tone. The mepia chokha from the chokha nid. Schar hamrutza, that's the schar of going first. Shere Rubon Eina Mevinim. Rover the people come to Shia don't understand the Shia. Lahamed Girsa, to understand the Girsa of Aloymer Shmuli P, Rabbi, to say over the Shia to somebody else, Yachas Man, Shikablus Khalimud. They just say that they get the Skar for Limud, most of them don't get the Skar Limud. So I call upon them to get Skar the fact they came to Shia. Well, they came fast and they showed the Shivas of learning, for that alone you get a lot of Skar. Omer Abaya Agro de Kala Dukka. Same thing, Kala used to be Drashi. Kala means Shabbos lefnei regel. It's like the Shabbos Agodah drosha before Sukkot, or Shabbos before Yom Tov. Shakel nesosim l'shmoy hilchas regel. His Rav used to give a drosha, say of all the halachas of the regel. Everybody used to come. So what's the schar you get for also dukkah? The fact everybody had a push and get a line, right? It was crowded then, and still you went there, so you get schar for that alone. Mash the same shot, even though you don't understand all the halachas that were said. But you show the chshivus of it, that you stood there squashed, you get schar. Omar Rova Agro de Shmaita Svara. Etika from learning Gemara, you get is the Svara. So Trashi, Shu Yegeya Veterech Umechashev Lohovin Taim Mishadavar. Even though the Mishnah says like a loch of psuka, the Mishnah says, but what you get out of it is if you understand the Svara, you understand the reasoning, why it's that way. Then you can make a look at it. The reason is this way, so it only applies here, it doesn't apply there. That's the schar from learning. Omar Rapapa Agra Devei Timiya Shtikusa. His Devei Timiya Pasha means by Beis Oval. When you go to Beis Oval, the schar is Shtikusa, not talking. But in India, not to talk so much for the Beis Oval. is even the Oval himself also was Indian not to talk so much. So the less talking is better. That's why Allah is when you go to the base over to Menachem Oval, you're not supposed to start talking until he starts talking first. Like, there's enough, if he won't talk, you'll just sit there with Shikusa, that's also the mitzvah. Right? Omer Mazutra Agro de Tanisa Tzkosa. The schar of a tainis is the tzedakah you give. The drashi, shenoistin tzedakah l'erev l'fanes v'aniyim, shesanu hayoyim. It's about the aniyim fasted today, and at night they don't have what to eat. So the aniyim to give them tzedakah for your tainis. I think the Gro, the Mashur says, the pshat is that a person fasted, so he saved himself the $10 he would have spent on eating today. So chura, if you save the money for yourself, it's not right. So there's an Indian to give those $10 you saved to show, I didn't fast to save the money, I fasted l'shem shemayim. The mail of the $10 I saved, so I'll give it to a nonny. So the agro, like to show the tainus of the gansin l'shem shemayim, you should definitely give stuck on the tainus to show you're not fasting for yourself. Another learns it cost of lavda after stuck, it means that the tshuva. The yikr of fasting is to urge yourself to come and do the tshuva, do ma'isim tovim. Omer Rav Sheshes agro despede d'luya. By saying a hesped to somebody, the Indian is luya, rising your coil, your voice, to make the people cry. There's an Indian to cry by a hesped. The drashi, the bottom rashi, the luya, the drashi, lohorim coil, to lift up your voice, veloshani, with a nigin. That's why some people, if they could, they say hesped with a nigin. The yad must nefesh, sheyivchu ashenim, to make people feel better, and you start crying. That's the Indian of a hesped. People should cry. Omar Ravashi, agra de vehelula mili. The schar of a chasna is millions of trashy words. The sameach hachosim b'dvorim. There's a tremendous chesed between the sameach chosim the kala and the mitzvah is b'dvorim to say nice things to them. Omer Rav Huna, kol ha-mespalla churei beis ha-knes. Somebody davened in the back of the shul as nikra rosh. He's called a rosh. So Rashi learns what's called the back of shul. So the churei beis ha-knes Rashi kol pitzchei beis ha-knes hoya b'mizruch. In the Gemara's times, all the opening was in Mizrach, because you used to daven to Maron's side. So the opening was in the back, was in Mizrach. Vachitani, but the steps of the Megillah. Me'ein Mikdash, just like the base of Mikdash. Or Mishkan, the Wat Peneim Lamarav, the Acharein Lamizrach, like in the base of Mikdash. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was in Maron's side. So Melo used to come in Mizrach to face Maron. The Amispal Lachur Rebase Knesset, somewhere daven in the back. Ve'ein Omach, the point of Rebase Knesset, he doesn't turn towards the base of Knesset. Nira ke koifa be misha tibur mispalim ufonu. Looks like he's being koifer to the tibur zavani. Vode rafuna muklo labaye but lemad rapa lavek nishta. You're not turning around. In other words, you're facing the opposite way, the way the tibur zavani. They're facing this way, and you're facing back is the other way. That's mashm, you're being koifer to Kodesh Baruch Hu.
What if you're sitting up front and facing
backwards? Yeah, but I call upon joint tefillah, you're supposed to turn around though. They only do that, there's a hetter for that, but only do that while the daven. You can feel him in Shmonesrei. So Shas feel you always turn around to daven the same way. Elecham, you shouldn't daven the other way. Nikla Rosha, Shinema, Soviv, Rishoyim, Esalechim. That Rishoyim turn around. Om Rabbi Lamonad, Lemahad, Rapel, Beknish. He doesn't turn his face around. Avamahad, Apel, Beknish, to Leslam boys, even though you're in the back. But if you face the same way the shul is, then it's alright. So the Maromaisa, who Gavro, the Komatle Chur Beit Knishta. He was davening the back of the Beit Knishta. For Loi Mahad Rapa Beit Knishta. He didn't turn his head towards the Tzibur. He faced the opposite way. He was a Rosha. Cholof Eliyahu Novi came by him. Chazia, he saw him. His Idmele Beit Kataya. Eliyahu Novi came down and looked like an Arab. Omele, so Eliyahu Novi told this person, Kodu Bar Kiyamtis, Kame Morcha. Are you turning your back like towards the Ebishta? So Sholosh Asafra, he took out his knife, and Eliyahu Novi the Catholic killed him. That was a meiser. The guy said, the shoulders, Choshev Azach. The Drashi, a cholof Utaya, Soicher Arvi, looked like an Arab. Kodi Bar, Kodu Shosi Bar Rishus, Ki Haide Mina Besuka, at the Isle of a Bosser. If you're not taking Rishus, put on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're just going to do that. Omalei Humra Bonan Larav Bivi Barabaya. The Yamrila Ravibi the Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. My krum zulas l'bnei yodim. What does the pasuk mean? Krum means a lot of colors. As to turns to a bnei yodim. Omalei elu dvorim. These are things shem de bruma shalodim, which means tefillah davening is something that's aimed bruma shalodim. It's very choshev azach davening. Ubnei yodim mezalzlim bo, and people are mezalzl. That's just krum zulas l'bnei yodim. Means krum is a very choshev azach. Zulas the people are mezalzl with. That's one shot. So Drashi, Krum Zula, safe for the Krod Liel. Devorim Shem Debrum Shaladam Kogoyin Tfila. Sha'olu Lamala. So Rashi learns Tfila, when we daven here, the Tfila itself goes up to Shemayim. So it's a very chashuv azach. Other people learn that Tfila is misroyim the person. Tfila picks you up and brings you mamakar and Fnei Hashem. And we're mezalvim. We have Yechle, we have Lezer, the Amrit of Ayu. Kivon Shenitzrach Odom Lebriyas. This possibly means something else. If a person has to come on to other people, means you're a little poor, and you have to come on to other people, is Ponov Mishtanas Kikrum. Your face turns colors like a krum, which means a colorful bird. Shenema Krum Zulas of Mayodim. Means the people that need a Zulas, need other people, need help, you turn colors like a krum. So the Miri learns the Pshat in the Gemara is telling you is if you have money, don't just go spend it on nothing. At the end of the day, you have no money left and you have to come on to other people. So it's not a nice thing to have to come on to other people. It's a big busha. My krum, what is a krum? Piyasu ravdimi omar oif echot, a type of a bird. Yesh pekarcha yom, on the other side of the yam. Who krum shemoy, it has name is krum. The chivin shechama zarachas, when the sun shines in the morning, misapecha sachama gavnin. It changes to a lot of different colors. The same thing, a face of a person changes a lot of colors when it gets embarrassed. A person that's embarrassed has to come on to other people as if he got an einish from two different types. Eishamayim, from water and from fire, two opposites. And that's how much of a bush it is. The person got embarrassed, and bono, he got such yisurim that came from Eish and from Mayim. Which means that's embarrassment. So a person gets embarrassed, it's a bad thing. Rashi. Nirashenu liyos noisa bono kenoisa kirikarashiya.
Stop here.